content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge for the North Carolina Reading Service. And this is the District Gazette, or the newsletter for the Lyons District N, for November of 2025. And so for the next, probably about an hour, this is what I'll be reading to you from. It's kind of a lengthy newsletter. I might have to cut out a few of the things that maybe were repeated from last month, but we'll see how it goes. Here are some dates on the horizon. November 7th through 9th, Council of Governors, NCLF Board, meet at Camp Dogwood. November 8th, Fayetteville Bowling Tournament, online registration deadline. November 15th, Fayetteville Bowling Tournament in-person registration deadline. November 18th, training topic, where does the money go, at 7 p.m., and this is over Zoom. On November 22nd, KidSight USA screener certification training. On December 31st, Hall of Fame deadline for submission to the district governor. And finally, January 3rd to 11th of 2026 will be a week of service, the emphasis being hunger. There follows a paragraph of the members of your district team, which I will spare you. And here is a note from your district governor. Time has flagged by. On October 4th, the officers and members met in Burgaw for our second cabinet meeting. Along with all the normal business, we discussed district goals, which are summarized here. Membership. Goal is to have a net growth of 38 members as of October 4th. Net growth is minus 23. New clubs. Goal is to start two new clubs. As of October 4th, we have zero new clubs. Service. Goal is to have 60% of clubs reporting. As of October 4th, there were 14% of clubs that have reported their service. Pardon me. LCIF donations. Goal is $20,000. As of October 4th, $2,200 has been turned in. I'm printing this information in the Gazette because I want to be transparent with you. As you can see, there is lots of room for improvement. These goals were approved by the Cabinet early in the year, but we need your help to make them reality by the end of the fiscal year, June 30th of 2026. You may ask, why do we need these goals? That's a fair question. We need new members and new clubs to revitalize our district. All this adds service opportunities and will help grow the association. Service reporting is important because it helps measure the impact of the services provided, allowing clubs to see the difference they are making in their communities. And it creates transparency by showing how resources and donations are used, which can encourage more support from donors. LCIF donations are needed to help our association keep up with the service and disaster grant needs. I've been busy visiting clubs, which is the most enjoyable duty of the district governor. Interesting fact, out of 51 clubs, 19 have 10 or less members. 30% of our clubs. Regardless of how the low membership in these clubs are still doing great service for their communities. Next week, I'll be heading to the VIP fishing tournament on the Outer Banks. I'm looking forward to volunteering to once again making this a memorable and fun event for the visually impaired. Brave Little Steps will be held on October 25th at Maynard Children's Hospital. I'll be able to comment on both of these events next month. It's time to start planning a service project for the next two service weeks. And again, hunger will be the topic, and January 3rd through 11th is the week that the Alliance will focus on that topic. Environment is the next topic, which will be focused on April 18th to 26th of 2026. This all from Lion Jean Getz, your district governor, who can be reached by cell at 414-640-5953 or email GGOETZ00@gmail.com. This from your District 31N Global Membership Coordinator. In my article this month, I will be sharing information about how we, as part of Constitutional Area 1, are doing so far this year. For your information, CA1 includes the United States, Canada, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. CA1 is off to a powerful start, adding 1,857 members, an 85% increase over this time last year. Even more inspiring, CA1 welcomed 49 new clubs, a 96% increase from last year. These are not just numbers. They are new hands, new hearts, and new opportunities for service. Every new lion, every new club, represents another community where hope grows stronger, service shines brighter, and lives are changed. How is District N doing, you ask? Bring you up to date. On Sunday, October 12th, DG Gene Getz held a Zoom meeting with many of the zone chairs to discuss membership plans for District N. It was agreed that they would hold monthly Zoom meetings. The next month is November 12th at 8 p.m. If you're interested in joining, contact DG Gene Getz. They explored possible new locations for Lions clubs and the rebuilding of existing clubs in which membership has dwindled. Below are some tips that all Lion members can do. Ask yourself, where can Lions service bring hope that isn't being met right now? Are there clubs near you that need an extra boost to reach their full potential? Who in your club and district might be the spark to start something new? Let's keep expanding our reach, because where there's a need, there must be a lion. Mission, connection, and care. Sometimes the smallest gestures can make the biggest difference. Pick up the phone. Call a lion you haven't seen in a while. Check in. Ask how they're doing. Let them know they matter. That simple act of connection can remind them why they joined and help them stay engaged and inspired. This is something that we all can do. Equally, reach out to clubs in your district. Ask if they need help with recruitment, service ideas, reporting, or leadership transitions. A supportive call today may be what keeps a club thriving tomorrow. Mission possible action steps. Spot opportunities. Identify one community where a new club or new service project could make a difference. Take the steps to bring service to that community. Celebrate and share. Recognize those who are driving growth and service. Their stories fuel momentum for everyone. Together, we serve. Together, we grow. Thanks to Pat Vanetti, Global Action Team Chair, for CA1 for many of these ideas. And this is from Lion Vince Schimoller, the District N Membership Chair. His phone is 919-935-9937. Mission possible. Let's keep the momentum moving forward. From your District 31N Marketing Coordinator. Success stories discussing effective marketing strategies. Our Shalott Lions Club is leading the way. In October, they had a very effective 3-page color article published with pictures of members of their club and also district leaders in our Free South Brunswick magazine. Keep in mind, in your town or county, there are numerous free publications that would love to have community events and programs listed. Also, in October, they are helping with a nearby local town event, Push-Ups for Parkinson's. There is a synergism with partnering with other nonprofits for local events. I am sure there are many success stories of new marketing ideas that you have taken recently. Please send them to me at irwin423@atmc.net, and I'll spell that for you. IRWIN423@atmc.net. I am available to talk at any zone meeting to give you further ideas. See you soon. From PDG, Irwin Siegelwax, District 31N Marketing Coordinator. Here's some Lions International news and events. Weeks of Service. This initiative unites Lions and Leos worldwide to address the critical issues of mental health and well-being, hunger, and the environment. By participating, you'll be part of three impactful weeks dedicated to creating positive change and making a difference in communities around the globe, together. So get involved and help drive collective action for a better future. So hunger will be the topic January 3rd through 11th of 2026. Environment, April 18th to 26. Oh, and that's all that's listed. Here's some NCLF news and events. The VIP Fishing Tournament Golf Ball Drop. Buy one of the Lions Charity golf balls for $25, and if your numbered ball drops into the cup or is closest to the hole, you will win up to $10,000 in cash. See the registration form at the end of this month's Gazette. COG and NCLF meetings. On November 7th through 9th, the Council of Governors, or COG, and the North Carolina Lions Foundation Incorporated, or NCLF, Board, will hold their second meeting of 2025-2026. These meetings are held four times a year in August, November, February, and May at Camp Dogwood. If you are new to Lions or just want to learn more about the association, please consider attending at least a part of these meetings. Contact Tammy. Email Tammy at nclf.org or call 828-478-2135, extension 229, to register. Hall of Fame Award. The mission of the North Carolina Lions Hall of Fame is to recognize and honor the state's most outstanding Lions for their extraordinary accomplishments on the club, district, state, and or the NC Lions Foundation levels. Criteria: nominees may be living or deceased. The nominee must have had at least 10 years of service in North Carolina, if living, or if deceased, for at least 5 years, unless death occurs in the year the candidate was being considered for a Living Hall of Fame award. See the recommendation form at the end of this month's Gazette. Here's some district news and events. Lions Industries for the Blind, Inc. Fellow 31N Lions, I am pleased to report Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated is thriving. We have increased employees by about 60% over the last 18 months. We've increased sales over these same months by 46%. We started a new project about 2 years ago, and it is flourishing along with our normal orders. It was a win-win situation. We were subcontracting with another NCNPA under National Industries for the Blind. The project went right along with our production and military embroidery department. It is name and service tapes for U.S. Army, U.S. Air Force, U.S. Navy, and U.S. Marines. We have hired an additional 50% blind and deaf-blind workers. We've been able to maintain at least 40%. We need blind and deaf-blind workers. We will help with relocation expenses if they must relocate. If you know of anyone, that's the best way you can help us right now, is through referrals. Thank you to District 31N for your continued support of Lions Industries. We appreciate each of you and are looking forward to many more years of service to our blind community. That from Sharon W. Axelberg, the Executive Director of Lions Industries for the Blind, Inc. The telephone is 252-523-1019, or you can send a fax at 252-523-7090. Strides for Diabetes. Hi, fellow Lions. I want to reach out and let you know I'm the Strides Chair for District 31N. I would love to help you get involved in the Strides initiative to help diabetes patients, contribute to research, and many other ways. Please contact me at 252-560-6451 or 252-523-1019 or email me at Sharon at lionsindustries.org. I would love to come to your club and speak to you about Strides events, help you to plan an event, and show up for support. That from Lion Sharon Axelberg, the District 31N Strides Chair. Wear It Wednesday. One small thing we can all do to promote Lions is to wear the Lions logo. Sometimes people will comment, and you can tell them more about what Lions do and the positive impact we have on our community. Whether they comment or not, let's get visible and join in on Wear It Wednesday. So wear your Lions shirt, pin, or hat somewhere other than a Lions Club event. That's what Wear It Wednesday is all about. Here's information on the Peace Poster Contest. Students ages 11, 12, or 13, as of November 15th, are eligible to participate in the International Peace Poster Contest. Entries not meeting the following deadlines will be disqualified. The district is out of kits, but clubs can order peace poster kits as a digital version on the Lions International website. The digital kit costs $11.95 each, and it will contain a downloadable official club contest guide and rules, an official school or youth group contest guide and rules, a participant flyer to print and give to participating students to take home, a sticker to place on back of winning poster, and certificates to print for contest winner and school or youth group. And here are the Peace Poster Contest deadlines. January 15th, kits go on sale from the club supplies sales department at International Headquarters. May 31st is the deadline for District 31N bulk order. October 1st, deadline to purchase kits from the club supplies sales department at International Headquarters. November 15th, postmark deadline for a club to send one winning poster per contest sponsored to the district governor. December 1st, postmark deadline for a district governor to send one winning district poster to multiple district council chairperson. Also on December 1st, that's the postmark deadline for a district governor not belonging to a multiple district to send one winning poster to the brand and creative department at International Headquarters. Also, December 1st is the deadline for a club not belonging to a district to send one winning entry to the brand and creative department at International Headquarters. Then on December 15th, that's the postmark deadline for the multiple district council chairperson to send one winning poster to the brand and creative department at International Headquarters. And on February 1st, the international winners notified on or before this date. For further information, contact Marilyn Jackson. Her email is md5jack@yahoo.com. Boys, girls, and home. Boys and girls home. Join the challenge, Keys to the Vans. Help us raise money for a Lions Cottage van. Raise $500 and get a Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina banner patch for your Lions Club. See the flyer at the end of this month's Gazette. For contact, get a hold of Scott Stevenson. His email, lionsstevenson@gmail.com. And I will spell that, L-I-O-N-S. stephenson@gmail.com, or phone him at 910-494-0809 for more information. KidSight USA Screener Certification Training. This is for Districts 31N and S. The Lions of Districts 31N and S are invited to participate in a KidSight USA Screener Certification Training Session on Saturday, November 22nd at the Williamston Lions Club Building, located at 117 South Smithwick Street in Williamston, North Carolina. Participants should arrive by 8:15 for registration and refreshments. The training will run from 8:30 to 12:30. That's 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and is limited to 30 attendees. The agenda includes an overview of KidSight USA's certification process, a training manual review, instructional videos from Dr. Edward Cords, test preparation, and hands-on instruction with Plus Optics and Spot photoreactive cameras. The session will conclude with information on how to get involved in local Lions vision screenings, followed by an optional online certification test submission. Please RSVP by November 8th to reserve your spot. For District 31N, the contact would be Lion Nan Bajan. The number is 703-786-2985. Or for District 31S, the contact is Lion Danny Hall at 919-607-1204. Join us for this important opportunity to make a difference in children's vision health across North Carolina. See the flyer at the end of the newsletter. Fall 2025 Communique, Spotlight on Foster Care. The latest edition of our communique is now available, and we're proud to showcase the vital work happening within our foster care programs. Inside, you'll find inspiring stories of resilience and transformation, children and families courageously navigating the fostering journey, dedicated staff providing care and advocacy, and community partners stepping up in meaningful ways. As we observe National Kinship Care Month, we also highlight how kinship placements are making a difference, offering stability, support, and love where it's needed most. We invite you to read the full flipbook version to explore how a foster care program is evolving to meet changing needs, personal voices of foster youth and families, and ways you can get involved or support this work. Join us in celebrating the heroes behind every placement and in continuing the mission of hope, healing, and home. Read the full newsletter online and please share it with others in your network. Tour to Miracles in Sight, May 1st of 2026. Don't miss this opportunity. The Sight and Hearing Conservation Committee has scheduled a tour of Miracles in Sight in Clemens, North Carolina, for May 1st of 2026. Any Lions wishing to join us in visiting this facility should contact me for further details. We would like to get a group of Lions from each district to attend. Miracles in Sight is a nonprofit organization that focuses on the restoration of sight through corneal transplantation and related medical therapy and research. The organization is a global leader in eye banking, helping to restore vision to thousands of people worldwide. It is driven by the generosity of eye and organ donors who provide tissue for research and further advancements in sight-restoring treatment and technology. Miracles in Sight also offers reliable tissue preparations and other products to make surgical processes and treatment easier. As a nonprofit, financial contributions allow them to help more people in need of life-changing corneal transplants. District training. A tentative district training schedule has been developed for the 2025-2026 year. I cannot overstress the importance of these training sessions. They will make your job as a Lion easier because you'll be more confident performing your job and, in turn, will improve the performance of our clubs. Please try to attend as many as you can. Dates will be printed in the On the Horizon section of this gazette. District leaders on the road. Zone 1 Chair and LCIF Coordinator Kevin Toman will visit the Pembroke Lions Club on November 18th. Here are some club news and events. Welcome new members. If you have new members that have recently been inducted, please send me their names so they can be recognized here at ggoetz00 at gmail.com. And there is a list of people. Oh, heck, why don't I read it? Sharon Henry of Beaufort, Emilio Garcia from the Irwin Lions Club, Addie Adamatis Keem of Fayetteville-Massey Hill Lions Club, Robert Luca of Fayetteville-Massey, Ryan Myrick of Fayetteville-Massey Hill, and James Sheckles, all of Fayetteville-Massey Hill. Then there's Christopher Scott East of Greenville Host Lions Club, and William Boone, Katrina Loudermilk, and Michael Loudermilk of Jacksonville Host, also Hans Miller of Jacksonville Host, Gamir D. Robinson of Lumberton, Earl Hoyt of Southport, and Michael Hodgnocky of Wilmington. 2026 District N and S Midwinter Convention. That'll be held January 16th and 17th of 2026 at the Holiday Inn in Greenville, North Carolina. Lions from across Districts N and S are invited to gather for the 2026 District N and S Midwinter Convention, a two-day celebration of service, leadership, fellowship, and fun. This year's event features a powerful lineup of programming, including a carnival atmosphere on Friday evening, updates from the District Governor's Corner, highlights from our open house, and inspiring stories of Lions helping veterans. We're honored to welcome International Director David Woodworth as our featured speaker. He will provide an important update on Lions International and LCIF, host a town hall session, meet with the club presidents, and serve as the keynote speaker at the District Governor's Banquet. Additional highlights include messages from the NCLF president, our new executive director, and a special farewell from our retired executive director. You'll also hear exciting news about the Clinical Eye Research Grant awarded to Miracle in Sight, and get the latest from Camp Dogwood, including updates on KidSight and adult vision screenings. Early registration for this convention ends December 20th of 2025, and January 7th of 2026 is the date that late registration closes. Pardon me, it's coughing season. Here's hotel information. Call the Holiday Inn at 203 Southwest Greenville Boulevard in Greenville at 252-355-8300 to make your reservation by December 19th of 2025. The room rate is $110 plus tax for a queen or king. Call early to secure your room. Join us as we reflect, reconnect, and recommit to the mission of Lionism in North Carolina. We look forward to seeing you there. District N PDG Association Meeting. The District N Past District Governors, or PDG, Association will hold its next meeting on Saturday, November 1st, 2025, at Lions Industries for the Blind in Kinston, North Carolina. All past district governors residing in District N are warmly invited to attend this important gathering of leadership and fellowship. This meeting provides a meaningful opportunity for PDGs to reconnect, share insights, and continue shaping the future of Lionism in North Carolina. The agenda will include updates on district initiatives, planning for upcoming events, including the District 2026 District NNS Midwinter Convention, and discussions on how PDGs can support clubs and emerging leaders across the district. For those unable to attend in person, Zoom access will be available to ensure full participation and engagement. Refreshments will be served and camaraderie is guaranteed. Whether you're newly retired from district leadership or a seasoned PDG, your experience and voice are valued. Again, that date is Saturday, November 1st of 2025. The location, Lion Industries for the Blind in Kinston. The time, 10 a.m. Zoom access is available upon request, and you must RSVP by October 31st. Those contacts are PDG Carly Metz, cmetz22@gmail.com, or PDG D'Angelo Jackson, m5djack@yahoo.com. Let's come together to celebrate our shared legacy and continue building a brighter future for Lionism in District N. History of Lumberton Lions Club Neighborhood Flag Project. In 2023, the Lumberton Lions Club was looking for a new fundraising project that every club member could and would participate if able. After seeing the success of other nonprofit organizations' Neighborhood Flag Project, it was decided to concentrate on a heavily populated local neighborhood in Lumberton known as Highland Park. Lumberton's Highland Park has a high concentration of homes in a relatively small area. The project consisted of placing 3x5 U.S. flags in customers' yards on national holidays four times a year for that day. Flags were mounted on PVC pipes and placed in the yards early in the morning and removed at dusk by club members who were grouped in teams of three or four. In the project first year of 2024, club members knocked on doors to pre-sell the project. Of the contacts made, the club obtained 130 customers. In early 2025, club members obtained addresses for 60 homes that were not customers from the previous year. Letters were sent to these homes, and of those contacted, nearly all responded positively. And in 2025, the club had 190 customers. The first year profits were around $4,000. The second year profits grew substantially as the startup costs were absorbed in the first year. In 2025, the estimated net profits will be $6,800. The price structure is an annual fee of $40 to place flags in the homeowner's yard on those four national holidays. In 2026, the club will add a QR code to the advertising flyer, allowing customers to utilize a Jeffy app and to order and pay for the service. If your club would like information, contact Lumberton, North Carolina Lions Club Secretary Jim Kirkland. North Carolina Lions Kidsite. Lions make a lasting impact at Faith in Action Free Vision Clinic in New Bern, North Carolina. And this is by PDG Carly Metz. The Faith in Action Free Vision Clinic, held at Garber Methodist Church in New Bern, North Carolina, recently delivered life-changing care to hundreds of individuals. And thanks to the dedication of 11 Lions volunteers, the event was a tremendous success. Representing the Beaufort Lions, New Bern Twin Rivers Lions, Aurora Lions, and Kinston Host Lions, these volunteers assisted with Kidsite screenings and served as runners, helping guide patients through the clinic process. Dr. Ridgway, clinic chair, praised the Lions' involvement, stating, "It was a very successful clinic, and you all were a major part of it." That success was reflected in the numbers. 350 patients received care, 305 pairs of glasses were ordered, and 21 individuals were referred for further evaluation due to undiagnosed ocular diseases or surgical needs. One especially meaningful moment came thanks to the Lions Kidsite screening efforts. Dr. Kathy Doty shared that through the Lions' help, a child who was not registered for the clinic, but whose parents were, was identified as needing glasses. Because of the screening, that child was able to receive assistance that might have otherwise been missed. It was a powerful reminder of how early detection and community outreach can change lives. The Kidsite program, a cornerstone of Lions Vision Initiatives, focuses on screening young children for vision issues that could affect learning and development. At the Faith in Action Free Vision Clinic, Lions used specialized equipment to quickly and effectively assess children's eyesight, referring those in need to appropriate care. The screenings were not only efficient, but deeply impactful, especially in cases like the child Dr. Doty mentioned. Throughout the day, Lions worked side by side with clinic staff, greeting patients, assisting with paperwork, and ensuring that everyone, from toddlers to seniors, felt welcome and supported. Their teamwork and dedication exemplified the Lions' motto, "We Serve." The collaboration between the Lions Clubs and the clinic staff demonstrated the power of community partnerships. Each club brought its own strengths and volunteers, creating a united front of service. Whether it was guiding patients to their next station or calming nervous children before their screenings, Lions were there with a smile and a helping hand. The clinic's impact extended beyond the numbers. For many patients, receiving a pair of glasses meant regaining independence, improving job performance, or simply being able to read a book again. For others, referrals for further care could mean the difference between sight and blindness. These outcomes underscore the importance of accessible vision care and the role Lions play in bridging that gap. As the day wrapped up, volunteers reflected on the lives touched and the connections made. The Faith in Action Free Vision Clinic wasn't just a medical event. It was a celebration of service, compassion, and community. Looking ahead, the Lions Clubs involved hope to continue supporting similar clinics and expanding their outreach. The success of this event serves as a model for future collaborations, proving that when Lions come together, they truly can change lives. To all the Lions who volunteered, thank you for your time, your heart, and your unwavering commitment to service. Your efforts at Garber Methodist Church in New Bern have left a lasting mark, and your impact will be felt long after the clinic doors closed. Together, we see the need and take the lead. Beaufort, North Carolina Lions Club District 31N. The Beaufort, North Carolina Lions Club is a continuation of the ongoing series of participation outreach events to the blind and low vision of Carteret County, hosted an evening sunset sailing cruise aboard the Lookout catamaran on September 22nd. Our group of 14 blind and low vision guests and 15 club members sailed the local waters surrounding Beaufort under perfect weather conditions. To add to the fun, a number of our blind guests helped raise and tend the sails. This event follows on to events of this past year, which included a beach trip to Cape Lookout National Seashore, an afternoon of bowling, and a night at the ballpark with the Moorhead City Marlins, with additional future events planned. The Beaufort Lions Club believes that holding events, which allows local blind and low-vision individuals to participate in group activities, is important to support, as often the blind, the low-vision, are not able to enjoy local activities or are provided the opportunity to socialize as a group. As a challenge to all Lions Clubs, please determine your unique locality attributes and then develop an outing for the blind and low vision living within your locality, as the smiles and thank yous that result will be overwhelming. And there are a couple of pictures of the individuals out on the water and pulling some lines for the sails and smiling big. Seeing the future, Shallet Lions Club. From helping the visually impaired to environmental stewardship to providing breakfast after a storm, building a better future through community service is what Shallet Lions Club is all about. And then there's a link to an article to read. Fayetteville Community Lions Club Bowling Tournament. You're invited to strike out for great causes. Dear friends, family, and community members, we are excited to invite you to join us for an afternoon of fun, fellowship, and fundraising at our Strike Out for Our Causes Bowling Tournament. As members of the Fayetteville Community Lions Club, we believe in the power of community coming together to support those in need. And we can't think of a better way to do it than with strikes, spares, and smiles. Here are the event details. Date, Saturday, November 15th of 2025. Time, 12 noon. Location, Lafayette Bowling Lanes at 3313 Rayford Road in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Entry fee, $40 per person, or $160 per team of four players. The grand prize, $200. There's a special feature with a 50-50 raffle. Here's why your participation matters. When you bowl with us, you're not just having fun. You're making a real difference in our community. Your entry fee and participation directly support our vital causes, which are blindness prevention, supporting vision care and eye health initiatives for those who need it most, diabetes awareness, promoting education and life-saving support for diabetes management, childhood cancer research, funding critical research and supporting families facing this challenge, lupus support, providing essential resources and assistance for lupus patients in our area. Why bowl with us? Fun competition for all skill levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a complete beginner, everyone can participate and enjoy the friendly competition. Support vital community causes. Your participation directly funds blindness prevention, diabetes awareness, childhood cancer research, and lupus support. Experience bowling with a disability. Gain valuable perspective through our special awareness activity that promotes understanding and empathy. Prizes and awards. Exciting recognition and rewards for various categories and achievements. Food and refreshments available by bowling lanes. Delicious snacks and drinks conveniently available right at the venue. Family-friendly event. Perfect opportunity for quality time with loved ones while supporting great causes. And here's the registration information. Individual and team registration. Sign up solo or gather three friends for a complete team. The space is limited, so don't wait. Lanes fill up quickly for this popular community event. Register early, secure your spot, and take advantage of special pricing. And here are some discounts for early registration. Save money by registering before the deadline. All proceeds benefit our charitable causes. Every dollar goes directly to supporting our community service missions. And here's online registration deadline is November 8th of 2025. In-person registration is available until November 15th of 2025. And here's how to register and get more information. Contact our tournament coordinator, Derek Mitchell. His phone number is 913-433-6280. And registration is available online through Eventbrite or in person. Our promise to you, as Lions, our motto is we serve. And that's exactly what this tournament's about. Every dollar raised, every participant who joins us, and every moment of fun contributes to our mission of serving others. You'll leave knowing that your attention afternoon of bowling has helped provide sight-saving surgeries, diabetes education, childhood cancer support, and lupus assistance to those who need it most. Join our pride. The Fayetteville Community Lions Club has been proudly serving our community for years, and we invite you to be part of our continued mission. Whether you come to bowl, volunteer, or simply cheer on the participants, your presence makes our community stronger. Mark your calendar, gather your team, and get ready to strike out for some amazing causes. We can't wait to see you at the Lanes on November 15th. Together, we'll have a ball while making a real difference in the lives of others. With gratitude and excitement, the Fayetteville Community Lions Club. We serve. For more information about the Fayetteville Community Lions Club bowling tournament, please contact Derek Mitchell at 913-433-6280. P.S. Don't forget to bring your competitive spirit. That $200 grand prize won't win itself. Eye exams and eyeglasses. After the suspension of VSP vouchers, many of our clubs are looking for ways to provide glasses and exams to those who have a difficult time affording the glasses and or exams. Many do not have insurance or doctors, and many have never had eye exams. Clubs should make an effort to, one, hold fundraisers to fill the need for exams and glasses in your communities. Two, contact eyeglass suppliers and doctors in your area who are willing to supply glasses or exams at reduced rates. See the 21st Century Vision Screening Program's chair, Lion Nan Bijan, suggest this list of websites for suggestions on receiving care. And there's 7 website links there for you. A reminder for Leos and Leo advisors. My name is C. Tristan Williams, and I am from Antigua and Barbuda. I'm currently serving as a Leo Club Program Advisory Panelist representing Constitutional Area 1. The Leo Advisory Panelists act as representatives of the Leo Club Program in their area. C. Tristan Williams, Lions Club International Leo Advisory Panelist from 2025 to 2027, Constitutional Area 1, from St. John's, Antigua, and Barbuda. And he leaves an email address, trysWilliams9@gmail.com. KidSight vision screenings. With the school off to a start, our new KidSight chair, Ann or Nan Bajan, has the following screenings scheduled. Thank you to those clubs for sponsoring the screenings. And it will be November 1st in Smithfield at the Smithfield Touch a Truck event. And here are some flyers for upcoming events. Join the challenge, Keys to the Vans, and help us raise money for a Lions Cottage van. Raise $500, get a BGHNC banner patch for your Lions Club. And that's from Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina, Keys to the Vans fundraiser. The VIP Charity Golf Ball Drop. Drop $25 on a ball, and you could win $10,000 in cash while helping the blind and visually impaired at the same time. Buy one of the Lions Club's charity golf balls for $25, and if your numbered ball drops into the cup or is closest to the hole, you will win up to $10,000 in cash. In November, the golf balls will be placed in a container and dropped from a helicopter onto Seascape Golf Course. Only 1,500 balls to be sold. The VIP charity golf ball drop is sponsored by the NC Lions Visually Impaired Persons Fishing Tournament, a nonprofit organization. For information, call 252-441-4966. And there follows a registration form to fill out with your name and credit card number, etc. Then there is a North Carolina Lions Hall of Fame recommendation form. Instruction. Any Lion can recommend someone for the Hall of Fame. However, only the current district governor can nominate a fellow Lion for the NC Lions Hall of Fame. So the form includes name of the nominee, their Lions Club, their join date. They need a biographical information of the nominee, the years of service, leadership positions held, honors, and awards. List the major accomplishments and or contributions. Add additional pages as needed. Attach your assessment of the nominee's significant impact to the objectives of Lionism in North Carolina. Also describe his or her contributions to their community at large. Include hobbies, special interests, military service, etc. If you have any questions, call Carlton Metz, the Hall of Fame State Chair, at 252-259-4140 or email carltonmetz@gmail.com. And Metz has 2 T's. Also in this newsletter is a flyer of information for club recognition and ads to support a Lions tradition. The International Association of Lions Clubs, Districts 31N and S Midwinter Convention from January 16th to 17th of 2026 is selling ads and pictures in color for their program. A half-page ad is $100. I'm sorry, that's a full page. Full page ad, $100. Half page, $70. Quarter page, $50. An eighth of a page, $35. The front inside cover goes for $150. The back inside cover for $150. And the back cover goes for $200. To see your information on the program, email your ad copy to PDG Carlton Metz, and that email is carltonvmetz@gmail.com, or call 252-259-4140. Hey, if you need help with design ideas, contact PDG Carlton Metz. The ad deadline is December 27th of 2025. Again, December 27th, 2025. There's also a registration form in this newsletter for the Midwinter Convention, including information on the cost of meals and what meal they are. Friday Fun Night, January 16th at 6:30, there's going to be a backyard cookout buffet with hamburgers. That costs $30. Then the Saturday breakfast on the 17th at 7:30 a.m. is a classic breakfast buffet for $25. Saturday lunch on the 17th at noon is a chicken noodle soup with sandwich buffet for $25. On Saturday the 17th at 6:30 p.m., there's the district governor's banquet, and it's going to be a plated blackened sirloin with peppercorn demi sauce, and that's $40. The district governor banquet is vegetarian for $35, and the district governor's banquet also offers up a gluten-free version for $35. The deadline for registration for your meals and sending in your money is January 7th of 2026. For more information on your convention registration, you can call Lion Joelle Lind, phone number 919-219-1724. And the final page of the newsletter is a flyer supporting the Lions Industries for the Blind, Inc. Their number is 252-523-1019. Independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. Now offering Lions Club apparel. From LIB Graphic Solutions or Lions Industries for the Blind, Inc. Phone number 252-527-3499 or 919-252-5050, and they're in Kinston, North Carolina. And there's an illustration of the Lions International apparel. They've got a yellow baseball cap, a blue fleece vest, a blue T-shirt, a yellow golf shirt, and a blue, looks like a fleece-lined windbreaker. All of those with the Lions International logo. Well, I've come to the end of today's Lions newsletter, and it was the District 31N for November 2025. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. The NC Lions District N newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.